You're now listening to a Word for Deliverance podcast with Pastor Leonard D. Cochran of A Place of Refuge Noonan. A Place of Refuge Noonan is located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. To stay better connected with us, for more exclusive information and updates, download our church app, A Place of Refuge Noonan, or visit our church website at apor-noonan.org. Now, let's join in for today's message.
But notice in verse 21 that the Bible says that Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem. He has to visit the city of David. He has to go to the city of peace. He has to take a trip to the holy city. But notice when he gets to Jerusalem, he's explaining to them that he has an appointment in Jerusalem to suffer. Look at it again. He said, from that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples. I want you to notice very carefully the wording that he must go. Notice that. Suffering is waiting on him at Jerusalem, but he must go. He must go to Jerusalem, even though there are people waiting to inflict horrific pain upon him. But notice the mindset of our Lord and our Savior, because as Christians, as Christ, like people, we have to take on that same mindset. Notice his mind was not trying to avoid the suffering. But at this point, Jesus has determined within himself that I must go to Jerusalem. And I'm going to suffer. Notice again, take notice of the wording carefully. I'm going to suffer many things. I'm going to suffer many things from the elders, the chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day. And when it deals with that word must, he said, I must go to Jerusalem. He made it personal because we know according to the scripture, the disciples who followed him closely at this time will follow him afar off. The closer he gets to his suffering. And so it's personal with Jesus. Because him being God, he knows that they're not going to follow him the way that they need to. Not down this road. Come on, somebody. I'm already teaching. See, there are certain folk, they can't follow you down every road that you go down. There are some things we got to go through and can't nobody hold our hand, if you will, while we go through it. And often during times of suffering, it's as if certain people disappear from your life. They're not there in the manner that you wish they would be there. But he says, I must go to Jerusalem. In other words, again, he made it personal. And based upon it, we got to have the same mind. I want you to look at a neighbor and tell your neighbor, our subject this morning, I got to go through this. Woo, good God Almighty. Look at somebody else and tell them the subject this morning. I want you to shout to them, I gotta go through this. Woo-wee. I want to minister to some folk that's going through some stuff. But you recognize, I gotta go through this. And of course, when I teach from the subject, I gotta go through this. I want us to recognize that every one of us are free moral agents. We have the right of the power of choice. So I'm not saying when I say to us that I got to go through this, I'm not saying it is without choice. I'm not saying we don't have a decision that needs to be made. Because how many know God would never force himself upon us? How many know God would never force his will upon us? No, he will clearly let us know what his will is for us. But God will never force you to do that which you really do not want to do. Oh, yeah. So you need to stop praying. Lord, if it be your will, make me do it, Lord. Lord, if you want me to do it, then force me into doing it. Twist my arm if you want me to do it. No, he will not force us to do it. Again, because we are created free moral agents. So what does it mean then, Pastor, if we are not forced to do it, but yet it is something that we got to go through? This is what I'm saying to the church this morning, that if we saying that we got to go through this, this being pain, this being suffering, we got to go through it in order to be who God has ordained for us to be. Come on. We got to go through it in order to have what God has ordained for us to have. We have to go through it in order to do what God has ordained for us to do. And see, the reason a lot of people don't have what God ordained for them to have is because they did not decide to go through what God wanted them to go through. Come on, there's some trouble you can try to bypass that you'll mess yourself up. You'll end up ruining your life rather than bettering your life. But I found out over the years in serving God faithfully that there are just some things he has assigned to my life that I need to preach to myself. I got to go through this. Come on, somebody, what you're going through this morning, if God has assigned it to your life, if God has permitted it to be a part of your journey, a part of the course that you must take, then you got to also begin to train your mind to understand that I have got to go through this. This is not to tear me down, but this is to make me better. This is not to weaken me, but this is to strengthen me. And can I preach hard this morning? There are times that you need to understand that if you're going to go through certain things, then you need an empowerment from God. It ain't like you got to go through all alone, because there are some things we could never make it through if God would not empower us the way that he do. I wish somebody give him a hand of praise this morning, that you're going through something this morning, but you ain't dumb, you ain't ignorant. You know God helping you in that. You know God helping you to deal with that. You know stuff breaking loose at the house, but the only reason it ain't totally caved in is because you recognize God is helping me in this. Somebody lost your job this year, but God stayed right there helping you, and you ain't lacked for nothing. Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, some of you lost something, yet you gained something better than what you lost. You better get happy up in the house this morning and let somebody know, I had to go through that. Woo! Shout to somebody, I had to go through that. Wouldn't be the woman you are if you wouldn't have went through it. Wouldn't be the man you are if you wouldn't went through it. Am I right about it? Sometimes we got to go through some things. Listen to me. So that you will know God for yourself. A lot of folk depend on the testimonies of others, because they really don't know God for themselves. See, I don't want to just know that he'll come through for you. I want to also know he'll come through for. Am I being real this morning? I got to know it in order to make it through what I'm going through. I got to know that I can make it through this. But understand also that the path of the road to helping others is often paved with suffering. The path of the road to helping others is often paved with suffering. It has often been said, and it is a true saying, that there are things that you have to go through in order to be able to truly help somebody else. And some of the things that some of us have went through, God has turned around and used it for his glory. And we have been able to comfort other believers. We have been able to give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to people that was up under heavy pressure. Come on. Somebody that was really going through it. It was your testimony that encouraged them. It was your testimony that brought strength to them. It was your testimony that turned the frown into a smile. Have you ever got to telling somebody what all God had done for you? Have you ever told somebody how God really brought you through? I'm not just talking about your church testimony. Have you ever just gave people a part of your private testimony? Because there are parts of our testimony that we have to break down and share it every now and then. But we have to be careful who we share it with. We gotta be God-led so that folk don't look at us different. There are some things I've been through in my mind, in my body, in ministry, that if I told you, you might look at me different. But I had to go through it. I had to go through it. And I'm going to tell you right now, some of us are suffering this morning. We're going through pain. We're going through hardships. But in reference to that, you must go through that. You must endure that. Come on. And notice that Jesus began to show to his disciples that I must go to Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem, I'm going to suffer. I have a divine appointment with suffering. I have a divine appointment to be mistreated by people who should be good to me. Woo, did you catch that? I said it's a divine appointment. Folk that should be good to him. Folk who should receive him are going to reject him. But it's by divine appointment. God has his hand in it. And Jesus recognizes, though in Jerusalem suffering awaits me, I must go. Imagine today if God said to you that you must go to Atlanta after church and give your testimony to a group of folk. And he let you know, now after giving your testimony to these folk, they're going to turn around and spit on you. They're going to turn around and beat you and humiliate you, strip you of your clothing. And by the way, since we're in 2022, all of this going viral because somebody going to have the audacity to take out their phone and record it rather than helping you. Come on, you know we got folk like that. Some stuff I see sometimes, I say, why didn't they put the phone down and do something? But nevertheless, imagine God telling you that you got to go to Atlanta. You got to give a testimony. But after that, you're going to be beaten, stripped down, humiliated, and recorded. But I'm going to get the glory in it. Uh-oh, look how you're looking. Some of us are going to tell God straight up, I ain't going. I ain't save enough, God. I'm going to stay here at the church and get on the altar. And one day, God, if you really help me, I'll be able to do such a thing. You know I'm right about it. Others are going to say, I'll go. But they're going to have car trouble. Something is going to prevent them from actually getting there. They're going to have every excuse in the book as to why they didn't go do what it is that God told them to do. And then finally you have a group of folk that they're going to go. But you're going to read about them in the newspaper. You're going to see them on the news. Well, they went, but they killed about 5 or 6 folk. In other words, they went on. They went armed and dangerous. They were supposed to go knowing they going to be hurt, but they ended up getting in self and hurting somebody. Because the true story of the matter is that when it comes to saints sometimes, the thing we despise the most is suffering. Is having to go through painful afflictions. Church, don't shout too much when you talk about afflictions and suffering. Because that's really the part that a whole lot of us don't want anything to do with. I want God to use me, but I want him to use me, Pastor, how I think he should use me. And I don't want to have to go through a whole lot, Pastor. Do it sound familiar? But tell your neighbor, all of us that name the name of Christ. Woo, look at him and say, we all got to go through some stuff. Look at somebody and say, you got to go through some stuff. And when I talk about going through again, I'm talking about suffering, extreme pain, afflictions, hardships. That which is unpleasant. And see, when you start going through afflictions, suffering, we all seek or desire comfort. Come on, somebody. I said, when you get to going through right, you're going to desire comfort. You're going to seek comfort because of your pain. That's every one of us. But the thing is, when you're in suffering, when you're going through difficulties, will the comfort you seek be true comfort? Will the comfort you seek be godly? Will it be beneficial? Or will you seek false comfort? See, people have often made terrible decisions while going through painful stuff, trying to comfort themselves, trying to find some relief in the pain that they are experiencing. Can I teach it right this morning? Affairs have started. Affairs have popped off because somebody was going through something painful and they sought comfort in the bed of somebody that they never should have been with at all. But when you desire comfort, you will sometimes look for it in the wrong place. You'll look for it in the wrong people. You can look for comfort in the wrong thing. And though your pain is real, if you don't seek the right comfort in your suffering, you can make your situation worse. Somebody know that's real this morning. We've went through stuff. We've experienced suffering. But where we tried to find comfort became the problem. Because if you seek comfort and it's false, you can cause more pain. I really need to teach this because saints don't always do right when they're suffering. Well, Pastor, I knew it was wrong, but I just had to do what I had to do. No, you didn't just have to do that. Come on, somebody. No, you didn't just have to do. We understand that you're going through, sister, but you've been saved too long to do what you did, trying to seek some help. You have been taught better than that. You knew to pray. You knew how to fast. You knew how to get on the altar. Come on. You knew how to get a prayer through. No, you didn't just have to turn to that. No, you didn't just have to go back to doing what you promised God that you would not do. But I come to preach hard to tell you that there are some painful things that you can go through, that if you don't get yourself together, if you don't monitor your mind, if you don't monitor your behavior, you'll be hooked up with something. I'm going to preach it right this morning, because when you're going through suffering, it'll try to push you to where you don't need to go. Everything we go through on this side won't be a cakewalk. Won't be a bed of ease. But where do you find comfort when you're going through pain? When your suffering is almost to the point of being unbearable? Where do you find comfort? Ooh, where do you find relief? See, I love Proverbs 14 and 12 when the Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. Well, Pastor, I'm just going to call so-and-so. Yeah, but why are you calling them? It seems right. Why are you handling that situation the way you're handling it? Why are you going about doing what you're doing? It seems right. But see, it's not a person here. When you start experiencing appointed suffering, divine suffering, that you're not going to seek or desire comfort. There are some battles that'll get hot. Come on. Voices speaking to you. I'm talking over somebody here. Some of y'all just looking like, Pastor, are you sick? Yeah. Things talking to you. Things trying to lure you in the wrong direction. Whoa! Can I break it down? You ain't took a drink in years, but all of a sudden, that which had you is calling your name. I wonder anybody ever been there. Am I alone this morning? I went through certain situations that things out of my past seemingly were calling my name. Come visit us if you want to see it feel better. This is the reason people often turn to things. Because in the midst of their suffering, they were looking for something that would provide some comfort. Let me deal with it. I'm going to have to stop and deal with this. Because some of y'all are looking at me like, Pastor, are you serious? Yes. There are things that will comfort you that will be false. But for a moment, it'll give you temporary. It'll take your mind off of your trouble. But when you sober up, your trouble is still there. Ooh. When you're done knocking boots for 5 or 10 minutes, maybe 20, when you're done, your trouble is still there. May even be greater if you catch an STD. May even be greater. What are you talking about, an STD? A sexually transmitted demon. Not just a disease, but when you hook up with the wrong person, you can come away with the wrong spirit. Can I preach it right? This stuff don't just work on single folk. My married folk better get real up in here. Pain will try to drive you into the arms of. Why you think some young folk do what they do? They looking for some comfort in what they're going through. I remember before I got saved, I was going through so much pain. Life was spiraling out of control. Seemed like everything I touched turned into more pain. And I found myself for the first time in my life drinking heavily. I know I was drinking one time for almost 3 straight weeks every day drinking. This is somebody who up until then all my life I stayed away from that. Oh, I'm going to teach this right. I used to tell for I don't like the smell of it. That ain't for me. But what I thought wasn't for me, when that pain hit hard. I found myself drinking. At the beginning, just a little gin and juice. Come on, somebody. A little Tanqueray. A little bit of juice. After all, it was the chronic days. And I was feeling Snoop back then with the gin and the juice. Pain kept hitting harder. So after a while, I just moved the juice. Just give me straight gin. No, that ain't doing it. I need something a little bit stronger. Am I talking right? But see, it was false comfort. And one thing false comfort seeks to do is to cause a person to think in the midst of their suffering that you're okay. You good. You just need to lower your expectations. You just need to survive. But tell your neighbor, I don't want to just settle. I want better. Tell your neighbor, I don't want to just survive. Shout to him, I want to thrive. I want to thrive in the midst of pain. I want to rise in the midst of pain. I want my enemies to know that I'm suffering, but I'm getting better every day. Every day I'm stepping off into better. While going through it, I want to look good going through trouble. Come on, folks. I want to talk right though I'm going through trouble. Be seated so I can deal with some scriptures. And see, I'm talking about suffering by divine appointment. If you hit a day and you're suffering and it's self-inflicted, you suffering pain and misery because you have not made Jesus Lord and Savior, that's what you need to do. So he'll show you some mercy. Do what he did for me. Start pouring wisdom in you to cause you to be a better person. Am I right about that? Look at the book of Job. Go with me to the book of Job. See, you have to beware of voices when you're going through stuff. Not every voice that tries to speak to you is there to truly comfort you. Y'all don't like that. Beware of your so-called friends. They may not really be friends after all. See, when somebody calls themselves a friend, you got to weigh out their advice. Is what they telling you to do gonna really help your life? If you look at what somebody telling you to do and you know if I do what they telling me to do, it's gonna hurt me in the long run. That's not a friend. Come on. Now often many of us, we look for voices to say what we want to hear. You have to be careful when you're suffering that you're not seeking out somebody who's going to say what you want to hear. Come on. Some church folks are bad at seeking somebody out until they find the very person to tell them what they're. You done been to three people that told you to sit down and shut your mouth. That was God. The nerve of her to talk to me like that. Yeah, she told you right. Sit down and shut your mouth and let God work this out. And I ain't got no more further instruction for you until you sit down and shut your mouth and let God go to work. But some of it, we keep running to people. What you think I ought to do? And then finally somebody tell you what you want to hear. Girl, if it were me, I think I just have to let them know how I really feel. You've been holding back too long. And then here go church folk, that's confirmation. Confirmation is the act of confirming. But whose words, woo, whose thoughts are being confirmed? I did it. I went through in my marriage and I didn't stop going to phone until I found somebody to tell me Donald was wrong. That's wrong in me. And then I said about them, yeah, God led me to you. Come on, I didn't stop all this stuff y'all led, but I didn't stop all this silly stuff until I grew up. Because some of you, you avoid people who going to tell you the truth. Yeah. There's a reason some of us ain't close to some of our kinfolk. You hear about stuff going on in the family, you have to tell folk, didn't nobody call me? No, they didn't want to call you. You will go set some folk straight. This is a good word. Therefore, right now, you listening to people that their advice is no good. Not for where you say you want to be. Not for what you say you want to do. Now, check this out. We're talking about false comfort, all right? Look at Job 21. Look at Job 21. Got to bring in some scripture. Job 21. Now, we know our brother Job was going through something now. Flesh falling off his bones. Job was suffering so bad that when his friends arrived, the Bible said that they couldn't even talk to him for 7 days. Just looking at him. How pitiful he was. Woo! See, when you're suffering, you don't want everybody to visit you. We don't want you to end up in the hospital, but sometimes if you do, you may want to be the one to tell the nurse, no visitors. Because everybody don't come to. I know I got to teach right at the church so we don't have no ignorant folk. I don't care how a child of God looking, it ain't over until God says it's over. And with your natural eyes, they may be looking as bad as you've ever seen them. But with your spiritual eyes, you know that with God, all things are possible. You ought to go in there and say, hey, ain't nothing too hard for God. God got the final say. You don't want folk coming in there with no flowers. Come on, I just came to pay my last respect. They said it was bad and they wasn't lying. You was a good man. Why are you talking past tense? We had some time. Had. Some folk don't know how to comfort. And until God teaches you, there are times all you need to do in the presence of somebody that's battling is pray. And pray silently. Until God trains you, come on, until God teaches you how to talk, not based upon what you see, because we faith walk. Where my faith walkers at? We walk by, not by. I ain't talking based upon what I see. I'm talking based upon what God told me in prayer. Notice Job 21, verse 34. Now, Job is going through a battle. But notice this, Job 21, 34. How then, this is what Job said to his friends. How then can you comfort me? Look at here. With empty words. Or how can you comfort me in vain? Since falsehood remains in your answers. Job said, how can you comfort me with empty words? Empty words are unprofitable words. Do you know there are folk go to church every Sunday, but the preacher is just preaching empty There is no deliverance in what some preachers preach. There is no strength in the message. And so they are just empty words. See, when I'm going through it and I come to church, I ain't got time for empty words. I don't have time for talk that doesn't profit. I don't have time for talk that's not useful. Come on, somebody. My time is valuable. And while I'm going through it, I am filled with expectation that what God promised me is going to come to pass. So I don't have time for empty words. There are some people you have to tell them. It may seem rude, but you got to let them know. I don't want to hear what you got to say. I don't care what you think. Matter of fact, I'm about to hang this phone up on you because you're talking empty. I don't have time for empty words. A person can be close to you, but in reference to your suffering, what they're saying is unprofitable. Look what he says again now. He said, how then can you comfort me with empty words? You're just talking to hear yourself talk. And see, there are some levels that people suffer on. You don't need to put your mouth on them people, because you don't know what that's truly. I love my real holy folk. Almost to the point of too holy. What does he mean? There are times that folk can really get to suffering. Even as saints, if we ain't careful, we'll wonder, like Job's friend was wondering, what has he done? See, some of y'all ain't ever suffered like that. You can suffer so bad to people who know you will question you. Has pastor angry God? Is God not with pastor? Woo! See, that's too real for some. Look how quiet the church got. Sometimes your suffering will cause you to question even God. Is all this necessary for me to preach? Must I bear this? I'm praying, but do you see how this is hurting me? How this is affecting me? Some suffering will affect you mentally, emotionally, and physically. But Pastor, it ain't supposed to do you like that. I know what it ain't supposed to do, but I'm going to get real and tell you that there are some sufferings you can go through that will almost literally hurt. Folk talk to you about a broken heart. There are some suffering you go through. It'll seem like your heart been shattered. I'm in the cold. Even Gideon wondered when an angel showed up. Woo! The mighty man of valor was not mighty in that moment.
You know what Gideon wanted to know? Gideon would like some of us. You know what he wanted to ask that angel? If the Lord be for us, why then is all this happening to us? Have you ever asked God stuff like that? Have any of you ever just got real and you asked God, Lord, you spoke better. Why then is all this happening? What is all this about? What's up with all this, God? Have I not graduated this? Have I not got my master's in that? Have I not got my doctorate in that? I'm preaching. I better get ready to close. Some of y'all can't handle this. Damn stuff you think you graduated. But God say, no, you got to go back and take another course. You ever bragged on yourself too soon? I'm trying to move on. Have you ever bragged on yourself too soon? Oh, I can handle people. I'm delivered from people, Pastor. What folks say doesn't hurt me. Why you going crazy because they talked about that dress last Sunday? Why is that still on your mind? If you got such a great deliverance, why does what your husband say still affect your self-esteem? If you've been delivered from people, it's not your man. Amen. God has had to show me a time or two. Boy, you ain't made it to the mountain like you thought. There is still yet. I'm finna close. That means some of you still don't pray for folk who despitefully. You pray for everybody else. God had your way in past. Oh, God. Bless First Lady, God. Have your way in the saints, God. Oh, Jesus. Help us, Lord. And Lord, have your way in Sister Faustus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Have your way in Sister Faustus. Oh, God. Still can't pray for. You ever thought you got over stuff till you saw people? You had great deliverance. You were shouting. Woo! Right there in Kroger, just dancing, giving God the praise. Pack a pork chop, $1.50. Hallelujah. Turned on aisle 10 and saw. And let me tell you, that wasn't the Holy Ghost rising up in you either. There are certain folks that do you wrong and God will intentionally tell you, now go be good to them. Tell your neighbor, be careful of the voices. Look back in Matthew. Be careful of the voices. Notice in the book of Matthew 21. You got to be taught how to handle suffering. Well, Pastor, I just know what to do. No, you don't. You got to be taught. This read messages like this are important. In your day of suffering. The Bible says if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Notice Matthew 21, from that time Jesus began to show to his disciples. Matthew 16, 21, that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day. Tell you, Nate, Peter didn't hear all the message. Look at somebody and say, Peter didn't hear all the message. Woo, tell your neighbor, sometimes I might be guilty of not hearing all of the message. I'm going to suffer be killed.
Peter didn't hear the part about raising. Peter didn't hear the part about a resurrection taking place.
Because Peter represents a main, a close disciple of Jesus. But when Jesus said he must go to Jerusalem and suffer, Peter, a close disciple, a main disciple, took Jesus aside and rebuked him. You ain't gotta go through that. Modern day terminology, you ain't gotta take. Tell your neighbor, be careful of folk who tell you you ain't got to take it. You ain't got to go through it. You ain't got to put up with it. Because a lot of time that's what we want to. Hear. Now, a person that ain't determined within themselves and truly understand that there's purpose in the pain is going to be happy about what Peter said. Look at it. Then Peter took him aside, verse 22, and began rebuking him, or began to rebuke him, saying, far be it for you, Lord. This shall not happen to you. Even sometimes you suffer with folk that love you or try to get in the way. Sometimes you got to tell people, this needs to happen to me. I need to go through this. I got to go through this to be who he has ordained. I got to grow up in the midst of this. This is being sent for my elevation or for my maturity. This is going to teach me how to grow up. And I got to go through this. Notice it got so personal that Jesus recognized the voice in Peter and said to Peter, whoa, get behind me, Satan. When you recognize you got to go through this, there are people and things that you must tell. Get behind me. Don't try to stop me from going through this. Don't try to stop me from being who God told me I could be. Get behind me. Don't try to stop me from having what he told me I could have. Don't try to stop me from doing what he told me that I would be able to do. He told Satan, get thee behind. And we have to have that same determination to recognize voices that are offensive. Notice what he tells Peter. He said, you are not mindful. Y'all hold on just a few moments. You are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of me. Your mind is too much upon what you want and not upon what I want. Because tell your neighbor, God will never allow his children to suffer without purpose. Tell your neighbor, there's purpose in your pain. Shout it to somebody, there's purpose in your pain. There's a reason God has allowed it to happen to you. This is for your elevation. This is for your resurrection. And do you know somebody that's been going through pain, somebody that's been going through suffering, God told me to remind you that there will be a resurrection in your life. That means there is going to be betterment that is going to take place. Jesus said, I'm going to be killed, but then resurrected on the third day. A miracle going to take place on the third day. Sometimes we desire miracles, but sometimes suffering is attached to your miracle. Sometimes you got to go through something where nobody can help you but God. Sometimes we got to go through things that if God don't bring me out, this is not a job for mama. This is not a job that my job can do. This is not something I can write a check for. If I'm coming out, then I'm coming out by the hand of God. I'm coming out by the power of God. I'm getting better. I'm being delivered. Come on, somebody. Most of all, I'm being comforted in my suffering. Two scriptures and I'm done. Remember I told you earlier, when you're going through pain, when you're suffering, you're going to seek or desire comfort. But it can't be false. Let me show you real quick what we got to desire. Psalm 119, and we out of here. Psalm 119. Remember what I said earlier. When you're suffering, when you're going through stuff that's unpleasant, you got to have the right comfort. Talk to me, somebody. You got to have the right comfort. See, I don't know about y'all, but I'm not just going through it. But I'm getting better in the midst of it. I said I'm getting better in the midst of it. I'm growing up in the midst of it. I'm talking better in the midst of it. Come on, somebody, I'm praising better in the midst of it. I'm telling you, suffering will take your praise to another level. Come on, suffering will put joy in your feet. Suffering will cause you to leap. And your neighbor be wondering what's wrong with her. She going through something. And she know if she'll just praise God, he'll drop his presence on her. He'll drop his strength. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Our praise is birthed out of our suffering. Why do I praise him the way I do? All that I've been through and all that I'm yet going through. I ain't like some of y'all. I ain't so diddy. I'm going through too much to come to church and not praise. I'm going through too much to come to church and leave the way I came. I gotta be transformed when I leave here. I'm dealing with demons. I'm dealing with things that out to get me. I have to be made better. Is that you? I don't play church. I'm going through too much to play church. Be seated. Some of y'all mind just on what you gonna eat. I'm going through too much. Come on. As much as I love Donna Crockpot chicken with the smothered onion, that ain't going to help me deal with all this stuff. I got to have a word. Can I preach right? That'll make that chicken taste the way it need to taste. Food better for me after God done fed me. After that, I couldn't go to any church. Come on, somebody. I'm going through too much. I don't know about some of y'all. Psalm 119, verse 50. This is it. Two scriptures and we're done. Psalm 119, verse 50. This is my comfort. This is my comfort. This is my comfort in my affliction. For your word. For your word has given me what? Has given me what? Has given me what? Tell your neighbor, God's word gives me life. Whoa, that life is strength. That life in the Greek is Zoe, his word. So how can you deal with so much? His word. His word. This is my comfort in my affliction. Look at this, for your word. I ain't going to get to that other scripture. For your word has given me what? Life. Has given me what? Life. That means when I leave church, stuff that were telling me you can't handle me. I'm ready for you. I'm ready to take you on. Why? Because the word has given me life. Why is she still holding on? Why are you still expecting such and such to happen? You don't understand. The word is giving him life. The word transforms us. Look back just at verse 50, at verse 49. Look what's going on. Remember the word to your servant which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have me in great derision. Is he going through? Is he going through something painful? Is he experiencing suffering? But notice it, because the word is giving him life. Notice what he said. Yet I do not turn aside from your law. It's keeping me on the straight path. God, if it wasn't for your word, I would turn aside. I would go down a road that I shouldn't go down. But because your word is giving me life, I'm able to stay on the right path and to understand that I got to go through this. Tell your neighbor, when it's all said and done, when you realize I got to go through this, when it's all said and done, you're going to have a wonderful testimony that says to people, I had to go through that. Give God a praise. Give him a tremendous hand of praise for his word giving you life. His word. For a true believer, it is his word that cleanses. It cleanses us. It washes us. Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word will make it glad. When you're going through painful situations and God has appointed or assigned for you to go through something, and you understand I got to go through this, you have to be mature to the point to where you allow God's word to comfort you. Allow his word to transform your mind and you're thinking in the midst of what you're going through. See suffering different. Look at pain different. There's a purpose in the pain. I got to go through this. To be the wife you want, you need to be, you got to go through this. To be the husband you need to be, you got to go through this. To be the businessman you need to be, you got to go through this. To be the leader you need to be, you got to go through this. To be the young person you need to be, you got to go through this. We're in a day and time now where every child of God needs to grow up. Evil days are pressing upon us to the point to where we must mature as we face all of these adversities. Somebody, God had me deliver this message so that through his word you will be transformed to understand that you got to go through this. I want to pray for somebody that's in the sanctuary this morning. You're going through something painful. You're dealing with suffering.
And you need to be strengthened even in a greater way. You won't even need to come to the altar. Every head bowed in your seat. I'm talking to somebody that's going through something heavy this morning. But again, in order to be who God ordained for you to be, you have to go through this suffering that he's appointed.
We pray that you are blessed by today's message. Be sure to listen and share other messages available through our podcast outreach. We thank you for all of your past, present, and future support for our ministry. And remember, Jesus is a refuge.